Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Matthews International, a company that might not be on everyone's radar, but definitely deserves a closer look if you're hunting for long-term value plays. Today, we're diving deep into what makes this company tick, breaking down its strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, while keeping an eye on what could drive its future performance. So, grab a coffee, let's unpack this together, and see if Matthews International fits into your wealth-building strategy. First off, for those who might not be super familiar, Matthews International operates in the industrial product space, specifically within the diversified machinery industry, and falls under the broader industrial sector. They're a global player, known for providing solutions across memorialization, industrial technologies, and brand solutions. Think everything from cremation equipment to custom graphics for big-name brands. With a solid workforce and a presence in multiple regions, they've carved out a niche in some pretty specialized markets. But how are they doing right now, and what's the buzz around them? Let's set the stage before we get into the nitty-gritty. Looking at recent news and performance, Matthews International has had a mixed bag. Their latest earnings call for the first quarter of fiscal 2025 highlighted some challenges, with revenue declines in certain segments due to softer demand. However, they're also making strategic moves to cut costs and leverage technology, which could be a game changer down the line. Performance-wise, their stock has shown some volatility over the past year, with shorter-term metrics like the one-week and one-month performance lagging behind industry averages. But over a longer horizon, like the five-year performance, they've held up decently compared to some peers in the industrial space. So, with that context in mind, let's dive into the SWOT analysis and see where Matthews International stands for us long-term investors. Strengths. Diversified revenue streams. One of Matthews International's biggest strengths is how they've spread their bets across multiple segments. From memorialization products to industrial tech and brand solutions, their revenue product segments show a balanced portfolio. This diversification helps cushion them against downturns in any single market, which is a big plus for stability over the long haul. Global footprint. Their geographic revenue breakdown reveals a strong presence across various regions. This international exposure not only boosts revenue potential, but also reduces reliance on any one economy, a key factor for us long-term folks who want resilience in our investments. Solid gross margins. Peeking at their financials, their gross profit margin is holding up well, indicating they're managing production costs effectively, even in a tough demand environment. This operational efficiency is a sign of good management, something we always want to see. Commitment to dividends. With a consistent dividend yield as seen in their metrics, Matthews International shows they're shareholder friendly. For those of us building wealth through income plays, this steady payout is a nice bonus to reinvest or pocket. Weaknesses. Revenue declines in key areas. Let's not sugarcoat it. Their latest earnings call summary flagged revenue drops in certain segments, driven by weaker demand. If this trend continues, it could weigh on overall growth. And as investors, we need to keep a close eye on whether management can turn this around. High debt levels. Their debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side, which raises some red flags. Too much leverage can limit flexibility, especially if economic conditions tighten or interest rates stay elevated. This is something to monitor in their balance sheet updates. Underperforming short-term metrics. Compared to industry benchmarks, their short-term performance, like over the past month or quarter, hasn't been stellar. While we're focused on the long game, these shorter trends can impact sentiment and might signal deeper operational hiccups. Margin pressures on net income. Despite solid gross margins, their net profit margin is thinner than I'd like to see. This suggests that operating expenses or other costs are eating into profitability, which could be a drag if not addressed. Opportunities. Cost reduction initiatives. Management's focus on slashing costs, as mentioned in the Q1 2025 earnings call, could be a major catalyst. If they execute well, this could boost margins and free up cash for reinvestment or debt reduction, both of which are music to a long-term investor's ears. Technology leverage. They're doubling down on tech to drive efficiency, especially in their industrial segments. If they can innovate or capture more market share through these advancements, there's upside potential, especially as the broader industrial sector moves toward automation and smart solutions. Forward valuation appeal. Looking at their forward PE ratios, the average estimate suggests the stock might be reasonably valued compared to current metrics. If earnings improve as projected, this could make Matthews International an attractive pick for value hunters like us. Industry tailwinds. While their sector's performance has been mixed, there are pockets of growth in industrials, especially around infrastructure and tech-driven solutions. If Matthews can align with these trends, they could ride a bigger wave over the next few years. Threats. Soft demand environment. The earnings call didn't shy away from mentioning weaker demand in key markets, and if this persists, it could stall revenue growth. For long-term investors, prolonged stagnation is a risk we can't ignore, especially in cyclical industries like this one. Industry competition. The diversified machinery space is crowded, and Matthews International isn't the biggest fish in the pond. Stronger competitors could squeeze their market share, especially if they're slower to innovate or adapt. Economic sensitivity. Given their exposure to industrial and consumer-facing segments, any broader economic slowdown could hit demand hard. With their international footprint, global headwinds, like trade disruptions or currency swings, could also play spoiler. Debt burden in rising rate climate. I mentioned their high debt earlier, and it's worth doubling down here as a threat. If borrowing costs climb or cash flow tightens, servicing that debt could become a real headache, potentially impacting dividends or growth investments. Now let's tie this all together with a few insights to chew on. From a long-term perspective, Matthews International has a foundation that's intriguing. Diversification and a global reach are hard to beat, but those revenue declines and debt levels are nagging concerns. Short term, I'm watching how their cost cutting plays out. If they can deliver on those promises from the earnings call, we might see a nice bump in profitability. Medium term, their tech focus could be a differentiator, but they've got to move fast to stay ahead of competitors. For us value-driven investors, that forward PE ratio suggests there might be a bargain here if they can stabilize demand and shore up the balance sheet. But honestly, the risks around economic sensitivity and debt can't be brushed aside. So wrapping up, what's the outlook for Matthews International as a long-term hold? I'd say it's a cautious watch and wait. There's potential here for steady growth if they navigate the current headwinds and execute on their strategic plans. The dividend is a nice sweetener, but only if they keep that debt in check. For now, it's not a screaming buy, but it's worth keeping on your radar, especially if you're into industrials with a value tilt. Let me know in the comments what you think. Do you see Matthews as a hidden gem, or are the risks too steep for your portfolio? And hey, if you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more deep dives like this. At MarketSnap, we've got daily stock market summaries and detailed stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Keep building that wealth, and I'll catch you in the next one.